Well, while Australia has outperformed the world on many fronts since the start of the pandemic, health officials here have been frustrated that not everyone who's eligible has taken up a vaccine. Tonight, the government's vaccine experts are meeting to discuss whether to roll back advice against using the AstraZeneca shot, given Sydney's surging outbreak. But constant changes to government messaging and uncertainty over which vaccine is best are key reasons many Australians have delayed getting a jab. Nick Grimm reports.
The New South Wales government has launched what it's calling a new phase of the vaccine rollout to respond to what Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant regards as rapidly deteriorating conditions facing the state.
Under the current situation, because we actually have COVID and the Delta strain circulating, it then means that your individual risk of acquiring the strain is very much different than it would have been a month or so ago, when your community risk would have been very low.
The new phase of the rollout will see school teachers join aged care workers at the front of the vaccine queue if they're located in the key areas of concern in Sydney's west and southwest. That's the Fairfield, Canterbury, Bankstown and Liverpool local government areas. Meanwhile, across the state, those aged under 40 wanting to get vaccinated can now elect to receive the AstraZeneca vaccine, though they're being encouraged to talk to their GP first. Those who've already received their first shot of AZ are now being told they can fast-track their second dose.
If you've had the AstraZeneca vaccine within the last 4 weeks, we're asking that you ring your GP and they may be able to bring forward your booking to that 6 to 8 week period. Now, clearly having the vaccine within the 6 to 8 weeks trades off the duration of protection that vaccine might provide you, but we know that into the future we will be providing booster doses of various vaccines, and what we want to do is protect you.
It had been recommended that those receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine should wait at least 12 weeks before their second jab for its full effectiveness. Professor Tony Cunningham is an infectious diseases physician with the Westmead Institute for Medical Research.
And we learnt with the first trials that there's a gradation from 4 to 12 weeks again, where efficacy goes up. So if you have the second dose at 6 weeks, it's a few percent less than having the dose at 12 weeks.
The onset of the Delta variant has left experts like Professor Cunningham a little unsure how the vaccine performs against the new strain. But he still feels confident a small trade-off in AstraZeneca's full protection can be justified if it means more Australians can get vaccinated faster.
If it was me, if it was my brother, I would be getting that second AstraZeneca dose in at 6 weeks, as soon as we can, as you can do it. It's better to have one dose than nothing, by far. But the second dose is critical for full immunity.
But the public might be forgiven for being confused right now, given the constantly evolving health advice surrounding AstraZeneca. Originally targeted at younger Australians, that eligibility was dramatically switched when evidence emerged of rare blood clots. Younger recipients were thought to be at greater risk, though just today, South Australian authorities have announced a 72-year-old woman is the latest believed to have died of the syndrome after being vaccinated nearly 3 weeks ago. Even so, there's compelling evidence that, for most of us, vaccines are the best protection against death from COVID.
The data that's hitting you right between the eyes is that 99.5% of all the deaths to COVID-19 are in unvaccinated people. So you're talking about something that's life-saving.
That's America's top infectious diseases official, Dr. Anthony Fauci, talking to CNN about widespread resistance to vaccines among many of that country's political conservatives. He's also foreshadowed that further boosters might soon be added to America's arsenal against the disease, after the manufacturers of the Pfizer vaccine last week suggested a third shot may be required to ensure its ongoing effectiveness. But right now, he doesn't think that's necessary.
No, there's a lot of work going on to examine this in real time to see if we might need a boost. But right now, given the data that the CDC and the FDA has, they don't feel that we need to tell people right now you need to be boosted.
Here, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says preparations are being made to give vaccinated Australians additional booster shots, with 51 million doses of Novavax and 15 million Moderna doses due to arrive here in the months ahead.
Nick Grimm with that report.